You and call the meeting to order. I see that we have a quorum and a full house. Great to see everyone. I see that everybody's been provided the minutes from the last meeting and had the opportunity to review those, so I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting.
So moved.
Motion and a second. Any conversation? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I'm going to go through the conflict of interest procedure, thankfully, for the last time ever, for me anyway. I would suggest that Bobby might want to consider just recording this and just hit and play every time when you get ready to start this meeting off. But now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined by SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined by SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify that contract or matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with the proposal contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether or not the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. There we go. So that takes us to number three on our agenda, additional salary days. Any commissioners have any other salary days? I don't remember, Liz, did we talk about this in advance? I didn't see any. Does anybody have any additional salary days? If you'd like to disclose those, we can vote them up and down now. No. Okay. Number four is the 2023 commission meeting schedule finalization. Oh, wait, I'm on the wrong one. Sorry, my bad. Give me a second here. I did that one. Thanks. Scott, I think I've got you down perhaps next, but are you doing that or is Keith going to do that for us? Where's Keith? Hey, Keith, how are you? Do you want to come up and give us the South Dakota Go Outdoors update?
Mr. Chairman, we have one more item under the admin section for license list approval.
I just didn't want to waste all of Keith's time. I know he's got to be back over in Fort Pierre getting all these license requests, especially for mountain lions all of a sudden. So, but yeah, we can go ahead and do yours if you want.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chris Peterson, Finance Officer for South Dakota Game Fish Parks. Mr. Chairman, last action issue to finish up within the admin section for today. We have one formal license list request that have been submitted to us. This one has not gone as smooth or seamless as what they usually do to come in front of all of you. Earlier in November, we received through kind of our general GFP Wild info email, we received a request from Ms. Lisa Parr from Texas, and it was just an email that asked, said that she was interested in obtaining a license list through our agency. As we always do, we corresponded right away, provided her with the established form that comes in front of you as the commission to do this process. We provided Ms. Parr with the form, gave her a little information. She submitted the form right back to us. That is what is submitted to you in your packet today, basically right after the minutes, the last page of the admin section. We've got Ms. Parr's name and address. She's interested in a license list. She has not provided us with what types of licenses or types or years. We then sent another correspondence to Ms. Parr asking her if she could provide some additional information to just kind of meet those requirements that we usually provide in front of the commission, including what the intended purpose might be for the license list. As Ms. Parr sent in the form, she said that at this point in time, she didn't feel it should be a requirement that she should have to provide additional details to the commission, so she hasn't done so. We've had some correspondence from our side back out to Mrs. Parr since November 22nd, but she hasn't responded to us with any additional information at this time, which we could always bring back to you at an additional meeting if we wanted to. So, Mr. Chairman, without some of that information that is kind of standard through our process for approving such a list, I think it would be appropriate at this time to deny the list, delay it, and we will, if the list is turned down today, I'll reach right back out to Ms. Parr, let her know that additional information, we could revisit it again. Again, that would just have to be through email because that's the only correspondence that she's, or means of correspondence that she's provided us so far, but that would be our recommendation for you for today.
Sure. Does anybody have any questions for Chris? I just wonder, you know, how many, I know we get lots of these license requests. I mean, they're not every month, but I mean, how many annually and what types of groups? Maybe give me just a little background.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, good question. If you go back in time, probably 5-7 years ago, we were usually bringing maybe two or three of these every commission meeting. We would get your big retail stores, Cabela's, Shields. They would ask for different lists throughout the years. Then we did some formal processes to change the administrative rules that are set up for these, and we basically changed for the commission, upon the commission's recommendation, that you basically it was a one-and-done approval to the commission. So Shields, Cabela's, they get lists from us still every year, two or three times a year, for different, you know, niche markets that they're looking for. But basically, as you approve it, unless that individual organization, you know, violates something, doesn't use the list appropriately, they're kind of grandfathered in, and then we can just take it and go from there. So basically, we have kind of the retail stores. Their rate is $100 per thousand, the commercial use. We have the flat rate $100 fee. Good examples there, Wildlife Federation, nonprofit groups, grandfathered in, of course. We'll work with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation each year to get the group of elk hunters so they can sell their tickets for the raffle every year that you guys approve. So there's a lot of those organizations. Commercial side, it's a lot of retail. Commercial side, meat lockers, taxidermists will like to, you know, you might have a taxidermist in southeast South Dakota, and he might want, okay, can you give me those individuals who from the area that might have drawn an elk or a buck deer tag, and then he'll send out flyers and stuff like that. On the contact side, that's what we provide, right? We provide names and addresses, no email addresses, so when an individual does get contacted, it is via mail. Mostly it's going to be like a flyer or a brochure. On the other side, over the years, the commission has denied a few requests. We had a request at one time from an individual that was still incarcerated for some violations on some game farms, and they were looking to obtain a game farm list. So things like that, where there was circumstances where honestly the commission doesn't feel comfortable. It's kind of a unique but good process that all of you have in your form established, that area where everyone needs to provide a description of what the intended use is for the list. And if all of you don't feel comfortable sometime of what that use is, you can deny it. They can try again and come back, those type of things. So it's been a pretty good process. Still today, we probably generate lists and send out probably 20 to 30 times a year. But as you see, probably only four or five of those are probably new requests, new people that haven't been grandfathered in already.
Yeah. If memory serves, when you're applying for a license or getting your general license, there's a switch on the process somewhere where you can say, I don't want my information shared, correct? Is that still part of our new
system? Correct, Mr. Chairman. We brought that in from the old online system. It's part of the new system. When we provide the names and addresses, part of the flat administrative rule is if you're under 18, we don't provide those names. So we have lots of license holders that are under 18, but if they're under 18, they're never in the list that we distribute. And then in the online system, we're still paper applications of any kind. There is an opt-out box where if you check that box, our staff filters and doesn't disseminate that information if you choose not to have it forwarded or provided.
If there aren't any more questions, I'd entertain a motion.
Make the motion to deny, right?
Motion to deny by Bees.
Second.
Seconded by Whitmire. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.